Head over to the livestock side. We saw some limit down numbers on these hogs today.
You did, yeah. And there is some news out, China coming out saying that they're temporarily restricting U.S. pig imports. So that, I think, is playing a factor in the market. It was interesting because we did get monthly exports, and the amount of pigs that we sent over to China was the highest since April of 2012, and then now this news came out. But if you do look at what China's pig price is compared to the U.S., their pig price had been way high compared to ours, and ours had been way low. So obviously it was very advantageous to buy our goods. That has now changed. It started last week to where U.S. prices now are getting higher than China prices. So they probably wouldn't want our goods anymore anyway, just because of the price change.
What about for cattle? We're waiting on this cash today.
We're waiting on the cash, and you know the futures had a pretty strong premium in it, and you're definitely taking a lot of that out. And I think with the hogs being down so much, is weighing on that market as well. You've dripped all the way down on the June cattle below the 40-day moving average. I think it'll be interesting to see if we can close back above that. You know, the production that we're seeing every week is down. You know, our weights are 4 pounds over a year ago. Now, that's getting tighter compared to what we had been seeing, because for a long time, our weights were 17 or more over a year ago, but the weights are starting to come down a little bit, but production is still down. So it's still going to be a supply issue, but with current weather and stuff, demand is probably slipping a little bit, because still feels like winter wants to be out there, and we haven't seen much for spring weather yet.